الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد نادانا نوح فلنعم المجيبون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. الله سبحانه وتعالى is المجيب. المجيب means that Allah سبحانه وتعالى is the acceptor of du'as. Allah تعالى is that being that when a person calls on him, then Allah سبحانه وتعالى gives the reply. Jawab. And this means that whenever a believer they call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever any being calls Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they make dua to Allah ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala accepts the du'as of a person. There are three ways the Prophet has said, three ways in which Allah ta'ala accepts the du'as of a believer. First is that if a person makes dua, that dua is accepted as it is. Yani a person gets whatever they ask for from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also good for a believer. Allah says in Quran, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. That, O my beloved Messenger, sallam, tell the believers that their Rabb, their Lord, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ, that the Rabb says, ادْعُونِي, that make dua to me, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, and I will accept your dua. So we have to remember this usul. One principle about making dua is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran that we should have yaqeen about the promise of Allah. Allah has made a promise that if you make dua to me, I will accept your dua. A lot of times it happens that a person makes dua, but they don't see any sign of acceptance or qubuliyah. And then shaitan tries to deceive a person that your dua has been returned, your dua was not accepted. So remember this ayat of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala is saying that you make dua to me and I will accept your dua. But the detail of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that thing for us which Allah likes. And Allah will accept and grant it to us when Allah likes. This is the marzi and the wish of Allah Ta'ala. That whatever time is good for us and whatever thing is good for us, that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our dua. So normally we think that our du'as are accepted only when whatever we ask from Allah, we get it. That's only one case of the acceptance of du'a. The second case is that that du'a is not accepted as it is. But in return for that du'a, Allah Ta'ala removes some musiba, some difficulty from that person's life. A lot of times we have seen that people say that we were saved from this accident. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them from this accident. The car collapsed. The tire became flat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected their lives. This was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting their du'as and using that du'a as a way to remove that musibah from their life. So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses a second possibility that grants us a better replacement. That dua was not in our best interest. So instead of that dua, Allah ta'ala gives us something which is in our interest. Allah removes that worry or trouble or insult. For example, there is a son who asked from his father that please give me $100. Now he wants to go out and he wants to buy something. But the father says that I know that you're not going to buy something which is healthy. So instead, the father does not give him $100, but takes him to the market and buys him food for $200, which is healthy and beneficial. So often a person asks for something which is not beneficial. Maybe they're asking for wealth, but Allah knows that maybe that wealth can make them arrogant. Maybe there was some accident, but Allah wanted to save them. So remember this usul that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our du'as and accepts it in the way that is best for us. And then there is also a third way in which our du'as are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is that du'a is not accepted here in this dunya, but it is stored as a reserve in Akhirah. It's stored for Qiyamah. And in Hadith it comes that on that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give so much ajr and reward to that person for the dua that they used to make, that a person will wish that, oh Allah, none of my duas would have been accepted in the dunya. Yani, I'm getting so much reward for that dua now, I wish none of my duas were accepted. And I could have gotten all the reward right now here in Akhirah. So Mu'min is mazeh mazeh, right? If a person makes dua, you enjoy that. Allah can fulfill that dua as it is. Or if some misfortune or trial is coming, that is cancelled. That's also good for us. And if the reward is given to us on the day of judgment, that's even better. So about dua, the fikr and the concern that you should have is that we should make dua with ajzi, with humility. And humility in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very accepted, is very maqbool. Yani in the dunya, if you want to get some work done, you either need power or wealth. But if you want some work done in Akhirat, you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you something to grant maqam in akhira, qurb in akhira, jannat in akhira. In front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one thing that works is humility. The more and more a person humbles themselves before Allah, Allah accepts that dua. The task becomes easy for us. So when a person gets the opportunity to make dua, and they're making dua with humility, with tears in their eyes, if you get that opportunity, then means that Allah wants to accept. Kaam ho gaya. We got our job done. And now we should be content, we should be mutmain. The fact that Allah gave us this tawfiq to make dua and to cry in our dua, this is not a small thing. Not every person can cry. Even if a person wants to squeeze their tears out from their eyes, not every person is able to do it. But huh, sometimes Allah's rahmat comes into a person's heart and that makes a person easy. It makes it easy for that person to cry. This is the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our task is that we have to make dua to Allah ta'ala with humility. And then after that, we leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept that dua in whatever way he fits, in whatever way he thinks is best for us. And we should have yakin about one thing, that our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very kareem, and Allah ta'ala has so much muhabbat and love for us that even if we were to gather all the mothers of the world, they will not be able to give me enough love like the muhabbat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for me. And a mother, she always thinks well for her child. Maybe there is a possibility the mother might think ill of her child. That possibility exists. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't even have that possibility. Allah always thinks well about his servants. Always thinks khair about his servants. So then we should not be overly worried about the acceptance of our dua. This is shaitan. Shaitan shows his enmity and he says to insan that you are making dua, you have been making dua for so long. You were also crying in your dua and 6 months have passed by, 10 months have passed by, but you don't see anything. And he tries to make a person depressed and sad so that a person then leaves their iman. So we should always remember not to be entrapped by this shaitan and remember that whatever Allah does, there is khair for us in that. We don't need to become depressed. Don't need to become victim of shaitan. There is one thing we should remember. One condition in which a person's dua is not accepted, which is when a person says that Allah does not listen to my dua. Because Allah is saying, As-Sami, I listen to your duas. Al-Mujib, and I also give you a reply. I also accept your duas. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sifat, Allah ta'ala's attribute, Allah ta'ala's name is Al-Mujib, that Allah accepts the du'as, kubools our du'a, then Allah becomes very angry. Allah has jalal at that time. Allah is saying, I made a promise to you that make du'a to me, ud'uni astajib lakum. Then how can a person say that Allah does not accept my du'a? Allah listens to our du'a, but Allah ta'ala is Allah. It's not like something we say something and that wish will be fulfilled immediately. Allah Ta'ala has his own shan, his own will. Allah will accept that dua when the time is best for us. Allah Ta'ala listens to our duas. Allah Ta'ala accepts our duas. And Allah Ta'ala gives us what is best for us. We should remember these three principles. Yes, sometimes there might be a delay in our dua, in the acceptance of the dua. Usmebi there is hikmat. Sometimes a person is so pleasing in the sight of Allah. Allah is so pleased with that person's dua that Allah gives that person the chance to make continue making dua. Mangne ka mauka deta hai. Allah gives the opportunity to make dua. Sometimes when a child cries to the father lets him cry for a while because he likes it. Some even tease the kid so that they can make a crying face. Everyone has their own manner. And in one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, that a person's dua is sometimes presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah loves that person. And that person continues to make dua. Allah says to Jibreel, that, oh Jibreel, postpone the acceptance of this dua. I like listening to the voice of my servant. There was a pious man by the name of Yahya bin Sa'id, rahmatullah. He said that he had a vision where he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a dream. And he asked that, "Oh Allah, how long will I have to keep making dua?" And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied that, "I like listening to your voice. So I want you to make dua to me even more." So therefore, the question of when will the dua be accepted, that should be left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a sm it's is this a small thing that Allah ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to make dua? People come and sometimes say that so many years have passed, but I've never felt like making dua. This is a very big deprivation. So if a person gets the tawfiq to make dua, we should be happy. When a person is given the ability to make dua, this is a sign that Allah Ta'ala wants to give it. Allah has opened the way for him. This is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because remember that among all the asbab and methods of saving someone, of saving ourselves, the best weapon that we have, the best sabab that we have is dua. There's no better sabab than dua. Therefore, one should make dua with regards to every matter. There is a hadith that a person who desires that his dua during hard times should be accepted, they should make dua even during good times. Continue to make dua to Allah Ta'ala when you're happy, when everything is going well, then Allah will accept your duas when things are going tough. Dua is also an ajeeb, is a strange thing that a person is making dua purely for the benefit of this dunya. Allah, please fulfill this need of mine. Please let that be done. Even then, this is construed as ibadah. Yani, we sometimes think that I made namaz, and namaz and salah is ibadah. I spent 10 minutes praying salah, that is ibadah. And dua, we think, yeah, I made a dua for something, and it's a request. But we should understand that dua is a request for the dunya, that Allah give us benefit of this dunya, fulfill this need that I have. But it is also ibadah. Yani, for those 2, 3, 5 minutes that I'm making dua, I'm doing ibadah. Just like when you pray salah, you're doing ibadah. When you're reciting Quran, that's ibadah. When you're making dua, you're also engaged in ibadah. The Prophet said, Huwal ibadah. In fact, this is mukhul ibadah, the essence of ibadah. So it's not a small thing. This is not something that we are supposed to do only when things are difficult or only when we need something from Allah. But whether you need something from Allah or you don't need anything, still we should make dua to Allah because this is ibadah. And who can say that I don't need anything from Allah? We all of us, we are dependent. We all of us are needy. So there's a double fayda in dua, that our needs of the dunya and akhirah are being fulfilled. And while we are making dua, we are also getting the sawab of ibadah. So subhanallah, dua is not your spare wheel, that when only things are difficult, when the tire becomes flat, then you take out that wheel. No. Dua is our steering wheel. When you're on the highway and everything is going fine, we are people who have to make dua. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet said, even if you want a shoelace, then also you should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no other deed like that if you do it with the intention of dunya, you will get a reward. If you pray salah with the intention of dunya, you won't, that salah will not be accepted. But dua is an ajeeb ni'mat. It's the only ibadah that if you're doing it only for the dunya, still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you. Now understand that making dua or asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's what a believer is supposed to do. But when a person doesn't ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what happens is that we'll have to ask from people. We'll have to ask from creation, from makhluk. And there is a difference in the manner of responding when a person makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and when a person makes dua to makhluk, they ask something from makhluk. Both are completely different. It's like earth and the sky. Look, first thing, makhluk, they gave to those who are close to them. But Allah Ta'ala grants to everyone, even the disbelievers. You must have noticed that a makhluk, they can only give to those people who are their own. If they get the government, they grant privileges to those who are close to them. If their factory does well, they give jobs to people who are close to them. It says this is the custom of makhluk, that they will grant things to those who are their own people. But Allah Ta'ala's matter is completely different. Allah Ta'ala gives blessings to those who are His own and also to strangers. Allah fulfills the desires of even the unbelievers. This is the quality of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is a Rahman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with His servants with that sifat of Ar-Rahman. Every person, they deal with other people according to their own attributes. Allah's defining attribute is Rahmah. So Allah also deals with other people with His Rahmah. Allah gives to everyone. Even those who are loyal, those who betray, Allah gives them food, Allah gives them ni'matin of the dunya, gives them gold, gives them silver, gives them all the comforts of this life. Then, makhluk, when they give, they will give with anger, with some resentment, normally. And we have seen this also, that if you're traveling in a car and your parents are sitting at the back and the car stops at the traffic light and a beggar comes, he comes and knocks at the door and you make a sign to tell him to leave. But wo bhi mashallah, they're very steadfast. So they keep on knocking, and then the mother says to the son, you can give this change to him. And now you give that change, but you have this look of resentment that I told you to go away, but you did not listen. So makhluk, sometimes when they give with resentment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the case is completely different. Allah ta'ala becomes happy when you give. Allah ta'ala becomes happy when you ask from Him. Allah becomes so happy that Allah gives it with love. Allah grants it with love. And on the contrary, if a person doesn't ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala becomes upset. That, why aren't you asking from me? Ask from me. I want to give it to you. I will give it to you with love. Then there's another thing that we have noticed, that in makhluk, if you ask once, they will give it to you. You ask a second time, they will consider it to be a burden, but maybe give it to you. The third time, they will try to avoid giving. They'll avoid you. They'll avoid meeting you. And maybe the fourth time, they'll just refuse flatly, right? What kind of a person is this? He just keeps coming. He's not even ashamed, not even embarrassed to ask. They'll close the door. They'll stop that meeting. They'll break that relations. He's always asking for something or the other. So with makhluk, you see that if you ask them again and again, they will close the door, push you away. But subhanAllah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you ask something once, Allah gives it to you. You ask a second time, Allah ta'ala gives it to you. You ask a third time, Allah ta'ala gives it to you. You ask again and again, and Allah ta'ala keeps giving it to you again and again. In fact, that person who asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every single thing, in every single condition, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes that person among His awliya. This becomes the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, this is my servant who does not turn to anyone but me. He's my wali. Whenever he makes dua only to me. Then there's also another difference, that when the makhluk, when they give something, they give according to their rank. If you go to a very noble, wealthy person and you ask little from that, little money, a few pence or pennies, if that person is very rich and you tell him that you need just 1 rupee or $1, you'll see that you have insulted me publicly. You're asking for $1. Who do you think you take me for? Who do you think I am? I'm a multi-billionaire. If you ask a person of a high status for some meager amount, he becomes upset. And then similarly, if you go to a poor person and ask for a loan of $1 million, you'll say that, are you kidding? Are you joking? If you ask for a large sum from a poor, he also becomes angry. And if you ask a meager amount from a rich, they also become angry. But subhanAllah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's different. If you ask little from Allah, Allah gives you that. If you ask a lot from Allah, Allah gives you that also. Allah says that if you have a shoe, broken shoeless, ask from me, I'll give it to you happily. Then there's another note difference that if you go to someone and say that I'm in need, they will say, I really want to do something for you, but I can't see you, that I can't send you back empty handed, but I don't have the money right now. My hands are tied. My job is not doing well. My conditions are not good. So makhluk, even if they want to help, but sometimes their situation is such that they cannot help us. But that's not the case with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is never a budget deficit. There's never any lack in his treasures. A person raises their hand, makes dua to Allah. Allah grants them their wish and does so with pleasure, with happiness. And another difference is that the door of creation is open during the day, but it's closed during the night. If there is a friend, his office will be open during the day. The shop open during the day. The times during which you can meet will be during the day. At night, the office will be closed. The person will be resting at home. So the doors are open during the day, but close at night. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, again, it's different. You can make dua during the day, Allah ta'ala's door is open. You can make dua during night, Allah ta'ala's door is open. Allah says, La ta'khuzuhu sinatun wala nawm. Allah does not become sleepy, does not become drowsy. It should not be such, it's not the case that my servant is making dua to me and the giver is sleeping. Allah does not need any sleep. So Allah is always awake. Anytime a servant can turn to Allah, anytime, and Allah will, he will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will accept their du'as. And there is one final thing, that if you ask from makhluk to do something, then they also have expectations. So if you go to a second time, they might say to you, Acha, what did you bring? Have you brought a gift or not? So if you go to the doors of creation, makhluk, you are asked that what have you brought? But it's different situation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever you go to the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah does not ask that what did you bring? But Allah ta'ala asks his servant that what did you come to ask from me? Kya lene aayo? Ye nahi poochte kya dene? Kya lekar aayo? When someone goes to a king's door, the kings, they don't ask, okay, what have you brought with us? What have you brought with yourself? They say, ya lene aayo? What have you come to ask? Allah Ta'ala is malikul mulk. So that's why we should turn to Allah Ta'ala for all our needs. And if we do so, then we won't have to turn to creation. But how will our du'as be accepted? So we should remember three principles. Number one is that we should make dua with consistency. If the dua is not accepted once, then we should continue to make dua. Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, he continued to make dua until finally Allah accepted that dua in his old age. And Allah blessed him with a child. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala sometimes wants to see whether this person is a true mu'min or a strong mu'min or a weak believer. A strong believer, they continue making dua for one day, one week, one month, one year. They don't leave. They don't leave the doorstep of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the weak believer, he makes dua for one day, but then says, Allah does not listen to me. Asani. We cannot leave this door, and we should always turn to this door and ask Allah, that Allah, if my application is not accepted the first time, I'm going to come second time. Then if it's not accepted, then third time. Istiqamat ke saath mangte rahe. Continue to make dua to Allah. You know, a beggar, he has different options in front of him in the dunya. He can go at one door, doesn't get it. He can go to the second door, third door, fourth door. But for us, we don't have any possibility. We just have one door of Allah Ta'ala. And when a person keep themselves attached to this door, keep asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala also opens the door. The Prophet said, Amma Aisha radiyallahu anha, she narrated that I swear by Allah, a person, he asks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something, but Allah is upset at that time because of his sins. But then that person continues to ask and continues to ask and continues to ask. And then Allah says to angels that it seems that this person has decided that he will ask from no one except from me. So I've also become happy with him. Whatever he is asking, give it to him. So we should make dua with consistency. Just like a child makes ask something with consistency, he's asking over and over again, and finally the mother, she gives in. Some of our mashayikh have said that we used to make du'as for so many years, and then after 25 years, 30 years, finally we saw the kubuli of that du'a with our eyes. And the second principle to remember is that we should be certain in our du'as. That Allah, I'm making du'a to Allah, and I should have husn-e-zan with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This husn-e-zan is very important. Allah says, there's a hadith Qudsi, that ana inda zanni abdi bi, that I am with my servant as they think about me. So we should also have husn-e-zan with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I'm making du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept my du'a. And if we have husn-e-zan, then that is what is going to happen. And on the other end, if a person starts doubting their dua, patani my dua will be accepted or not, then the same matter will happen, same mamala will happen. And we should also be scared about this, that why are we doubting when Allah has made us a promise in the Quran? Ud'uni astajib lakum. Then make dua and I will accept your dua. If some person makes a promise to us and he is pious, then we trust that person. If you don't trust that person becomes upset that I am making a promise to you and still you're not trusting me. Up here, we are not speaking about some person. We're speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Mujib. Al-Mujib is making a promise that when you turn to me in dua, make dua and I will accept your dua. So we should have some etimad, some trust on the promise of Allah. We should show some taluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, we have etimad, we have trust on you. We have conviction, we have certainty that this promise is haq. Who can be more truthful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Acha, sometimes shaitan comes and tries to deceive us. That no, only du'as, look at you, you are such a sinner. Allah will only accept the du'as of people who are believers, for people who are pious believers, for people who have a beard. But Allah hasn't put that condition here in the ayat of the Quran. Allah has left it open. Then make du'a to me, whoever you are. Whether you are sinners, whether you are pious, whoever, make dua and I will accept your dua. Ye farak to hum karte hain. We make this difference that this person's dua will be accepted, that person's dua will not be accepted. Allah has not made that difference in Quran. So we should make dua with yakin. And if shaitan puts this waswasa that no, your dua will still not be accepted because you're impious, we should respond back to shaitan. We should understand that this waswasa is coming from shaitan. This waswasa about shak in our dua, this is coming from shaitan, and we should respond to shaitan. That, oh shaitan, Allah accepted your dua. You refused to do sajda. You are being thrown out of that assembly. But you made dua to Allah Ta'ala at that time that Allah give me respite and mohlat. And Allah gave you respite. Allah accepted your dua. So I have just done my sajda. Why would Allah not accept my dua? I am in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Why would Allah not accept my dua? Allah will accept my dua. If Allah can accept your dua, then I am Allah, darja awla, Allah will accept my dua. So have yakin and conviction in your dua. And number three is that we should ask, dua padni nahi hai, dua dil se mangna. We have to make dua with humility. Ask Allah Ta'ala with humility. If we know how to ask Allah Ta'ala from humility, then our du'as will be accepted. Du'a is not simply recitation. It's only accepted when a person makes it with their heart. There's a famous story of Hajjaj bin Yusuf was doing tawaf and saw a blind person was making du'a in a routine manner. Allah, give me eyesight, give me eyesight, give me eyesight. And Hajjaj bin Yusuf stood there and said, call this blind person. And said that I'm Hajjaj bin Yusuf. And if you don't get your eyesight back before I complete my 7 rounds, then I'm going to kill you. And Hajjaj was known as a hard-hearted person. So now the blind person got very scared. And now he's making dua that Allah, my life depends on this. Before my eyes depended on this, now my life depends on this. And the way he's making everything changed about himself. That, Ya Allah, it's now a matter of my life and death. And he cried and cried and cried and cried, pleaded with Allah Ta'ala. And it is said that before Hajjaj bin Yusuf returned, completed his rounds, Allah Ta'ala gave him his eyesight. So, baat banti hai aankhon mein aansoon se. When a person has tears in their eyes, that's how du'as are accepted. Just like a child, when they're pleading and asking from their mother, and then asking, eventually they have a tear in their eye. When they have a tears in their eye, then the parents, they give in. In the same case also, when we plead before Allah Ta'ala, when tears start to come into our eyes, then usse Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's rahmah and mercy comes in full force, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala accepts the dua. So remember this third principle, that we have to ask Allah Ta'ala. Dua is not assigning a task to Allah. These days sometimes people say that it's like a job that you're assigning that dua. Allah, someone comes to your office and you tell the engineer, do this, plumber, do that, electrician, get something done. You're assigning work to these different people. Our duas should not be like this. That Allah, my son should get married. My daughter should get a son. Younger son should get a job. This should happen. That should happen. Nahin. Our duas should be with humility. We should show abdiyat. We have to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And always remember this principle, that when you make dua with these three adab, Allah will accept that dua. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-mujib, when Allah ta'ala accepts duas of a person, Allah ta'ala's principle is, usul is, that Allah will grant more than expected. Whatever duas we're making, Allah will give us more. And we have the example of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is the custom of Allah, that duas are always given more than the expectations. We have an example in Quran. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he made dua to Allah, that, oh Allah, I've settled my children near your home, Baytullah, and warzukhum minas samarat, grant them fruit to eat. Fruits to eat. And it's a custom that fruits, they will have to grow on trees. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the acceptance of that dua, Allah ta'ala said that, oh my Ibrahim, that we have accepted your dua. But yujba ilayhi samaratu kulli shay. And now the fruits of everything will reach this place. Allah ta'ala did not say samarat only. The samaratul ashjar, the fruits of trees will reach. Though this was the understanding, this was the dua. But when Allah ta'ala accepts the dua, Allah ta'ala accepts it according to his own shan. Allah grants more. So now look, the fruit of trees are their fruits. The fruit of farming is vegetables. The fruits of factories are their products. The fruits of humans are their offsprings. So Allah said that, my Ibrahim, you asked for fruit that is normally of that tree. But I am such a generous giver. I am such a big al-mujib, such an acceptor of du'as, that I will bring to Baytullah Sharif not only the fruits that grow on trees, but everything that is growing anywhere in the world due to your du'a. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim. Today, mashallah, you can see that fruits from all over the world can be found in Makkah Mukarrama. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very generous giver, a very generous Lord. Allah ta'ala is al-mujib. He is the acceptor of our du'as. Allah accepts the du'a according to his own shan. Acha Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, no, he was also once returning from Umrah and he slept in an open place. When he woke up at the time of tahajjud, he saw the moon, and it was the 14th of the month. It was shining. And looking at the moon of the sky, he was reminded of the moon of Madina Munawwara, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He missed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at that time, he made a dua to Allah Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, grant me shahadat for you. Shahadat fi sabilik, and make my grave fi baladi habibik, in the city of your beloved. Now that prayer, that dua was accepted. Allah Ta'ala could have given shahadat on anywhere, on the ground, at the top of the mountain, but no. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gave kubuliyat in a very special way. It was Masjid al-Nabvi. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was in a state of wudu. He was praying salah, during salah, when he was reciting the Quran, and it was in that state he was attacked. And that attack was the cause of his shahada. Now, he hadn't thought of how he would be granted shahada. Then, if he got the sa'adat of being buried in Jannatul Baqi, again the dua would have been accepted. So let me be buried in the city of your beloved. But Allah Ta'ala is the giver. Allah Ta'ala is very generous. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala allowed that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that I will let you rest not in Jannatul Baqi, but near the blessed feet of the Prophet in the Rozay Mubarak. Subhanallah. Whenever we make dua, whenever the mangne wala, the supplicant, they ask from something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the giver Allah ta'ala always exceeds our expectations, always exceeds what was requested. Allah ta'ala grants beyond expectations. So what is important is that we need to make dua with our heart. When a person makes dua, the heart should be attentive. Not that we are praying with the tongue and the heart is thinking about something else. Once Musa alayhi salam passed by a person who was making dua, and his tears were also visible. Musa alayhi salam said that, Ya Allah, O Allah, were it in my ikhtiyar, then I would resolve this person's problems. He's crying and he's supplicating. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a wahi revelation to Musa alayhi salam, that Anna arhamu minka. Anna arhamu bihi minka. That, O my beloved Musa alayhi salam, I am more merciful towards that person than you. Walakin, however, he is making dua to me and he has a herd and his heart is thinking of his animal. His heart is thinking about his goats. And I do not accept such a dua where the dua is being made to me, but the heart is busy with someone else. So the scholars have translated ghanam here as the heart was busy with animals and goats. Right? So sometimes a person's heart may also be busy with some other people. Right? Unlawful love or something else. So when your heart is busy with someone else, then dua will not be, it's just hanging in the air. That's why when we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, our heart should be fully attentive towards Allah Ta'ala. Full focus and concentration towards Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then Musa alayhi salam told that person this thing, that your heart is stuck. That's why your dua will not be accepted. You need to empty your heart. And then that person separated his heart from everything. And Allah Ta'ala immediately accepted that person's dua. So Allah Ta'ala desires that your heart should be attentive when you're making dua to him. And if your duas are not immediately accepted, continue to ask from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala likes two things. First is, and these two things, they very quickly lead to the acceptance of dua. First is that a person should present some amal in front of Allah. There's a hadith that there are three men of Bani Israel, they were stuck in a cave. And when this large stone closed the way, so the first offered his actions, he had treated his parents well. And then part of that stone was removed. Then the second offered an amal, and Allah Ta'ala removed. He had avoided zina because of the fear of Allah Ta'ala. So again, some portion of that stone was removed. Then the third person also made dua and presenting one of his own actions, that I did not do khiyanat in another person's amanat. And Allah Ta'ala then removed the stones and freed them from their trouble. So this hadith makes it clear that a person if should try to offer their deeds before Allah. It said that at the time of Sheikh Abdullah Delvi Rahmatullah Alayh, there was a very bad famine in Delhi. And the ulama of the city, they made an announcement for everyone that we should gather in a square, Maidan, and we should gather with our children and cattle and stand under the sun and pray to Allah Ta'ala for rain. And they started praying from Ishraq until Asr. And there was not a single cloud visible in the sky. And people were surprised that thousands are crying and making dua, children and women, and even the animals are getting troubled, but the mercy is not coming down still. Now there's a youth who was taking someone on a camel and he saw the crowd. So he stopped and inquired that why have the people gathered here? And they said that they've been praying since Ishraq. Now it's Asr time, but the dua has not been accepted. He said that, okay, he returned back to his camel and he made a dua and it started raining immediately. And the ulama were amazed and they went to the youth and asked him that, oh son, what was your deed due to which Allah Ta'ala has sent this mercy? And he replied that my mother, she is sitting on this camel. And I know that she is a virtuous, a pure Bahaya woman who has spent her life in deen, in purity, in haya. And I came and I caught a corner of her clothing and prayed that, Ya Allah, I'm the son of this mother. Allah. I'm the son of this mother who has spent such a virtuous life. Allah, aapko unki paak damani ka vaasta, send rain on your servants. That Allah, I implored the haya that she has for you, that send rain on your servants. And Allah liked this so much that Allah Ta'ala sent rain immediately. So one way is for a person to offer their deeds to Allah Ta'ala. Maybe we might think that's not possible for us. We don't have any single deed in our life that we can offer to Allah Ta'ala. It's not shan, not a single day in our lives that we are free of sin. So our amal are also naqis and deficient like us. So for people like us, when if we cannot offer our deeds, there is one more thing that Allah Ta'ala likes, which is i'tiraf al-jurum, acceptance of our sins, accepting in front of Allah Ta'ala that Allah, we have sinned. And when a person does that, Allah Ta'ala likes this acknowledgement so much, Allah Ta'ala loves this acceptance, this repentance so much, that as a result, then Allah Ta'ala grants that person's dua. In about Andalus, there was a famine, Muslim Spain, there were no rains. And the ulama, they decided that everyone should gather and make dua to Allah Ta'ala for rain. And again, they prayed all day, but the dua was not accepted. Someone went and told the king, his name was Abdul Rahman Nasir. He was told that everyone has been praying for so long, but the dua is not accepted. So Abdul Rahman Nasir, he was not wearing his crown on his head. He got up and went out with the naked feet. And he ran in such a state, he mingled in the crowd. And then he raised his hand and he prayed to Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, I'm the great sinner. Allah, I'm the great sinner. Please do not put your servants in hard times because of my sins. Allah, I ask for forgiveness. Forgive me and grant your blessing to your servants. And it started raining immediately. Even before he had lowered his hands, Allah Ta'ala sent the rain. So, i'tirafe jurum, acknowledgement, acknowledging our sins, that's also liked by Allah Ta'ala. This is something also that people like us can do. We can accept our sins in front of Allah and then ask Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, however we are yours. Jaise bhi Allah aapke bande. It is said that there was a woman whose husband got angry with her. And the husband said that, you are neither pretty, you're not intelligent, you're not from a prestigious family, nor do you have any wealth, etc., etc., etc. What do you have? And then tears came in the eyes of that woman. And she said that this is in Urdu, ki meri to koi aukaat nahi hai, लेकिन जैसी भी हूं तेरी हूं, दैट आई हैव नो वर्थ, वट एवर यू हैव सेड इज ट्रू, आई हैव नो क्वालिटी, नथिंग गुड टू स्पीक अबाउट, बट वन थिंग इज सर्टेन, दैट हूएवर हाउएवर आई एम, आई एम योर्स, आई डू नॉट लुक एट एनी वन अदर देन यू. एंड इन द बुक्स इट्स मेंशनड दैट द हस्बैंड लाइक दिस व्हाट शी सेड सो मच दैट ही फॉरगेव हर नेग्लिजेंस. We too should say the same in front of Allah Ta'ala. Allah, we are sinners. We do not have any good deeds. We don't have any good qualities. We don't have good manners. Nothing to make us worthy. We have nothing but sins with us. But Ya Allah, we still belong only to you. We recite your kalima. We accept only you as our Rabb. We have not bowed in front of any ghairullah, anyone other than you. We have never raised our hands in dua in front of any ghair. Allah, we are asking only and only from you. Jaise bhi Allah aapke, do not make us go away from your door empty-handed. So if we ask with attentiveness, with attention, Allah Ta'ala will grant to us. Alhamdulillah. This is the night of the 25th of Ramadan. There are certain awqat which are maqbool, certain maqamat that are maqbool. And this is a time of qubuliyya. It's a qubuliyya. And that's why a person should make a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this night. We should be making duas to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One dua that all of us should be making at this night. Any time when a person gets Laylatul Qadr, they should make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the Prophet, Ya Rasulallah, if I get Laylatul Qadr, which is the best worship that I can do on this night? And the Prophet said that make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna fa'afu anni. That, oh Allah, you are forgiving, you are afuun, you are the one who forgives. Kareemun, Allah, you are extremely generous, extremely forgiving. Tuhibbul afa, Allah, you love to forgive, and Allah, forgive my sins. We have to make tawbah. The scholars have written that the four nights when Allah Ta'ala ke khair ke darya baha jate hain, Allah Ta'ala khair ke darya baha dete hain, the darya, the rivers, the oceans of khair and blessings, they flow from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on these four nights. One of them is Shabbi Arafah, the night of Arafah. Number two is Laylatul Bara'ah, which is the 15th of Shaban. Number three is Laylatul Ja'iza, the night of Eid al-Fitr, which is about to come, inshallah. And the fourth one is Laylatul Qadr. So tonight can be Laylatul Qadr. It's an odd night. The Prophet said, that search for Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 day, of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And also remember one thing, that there is 15th of Shaban, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts right, Allah ta'ala tells and commands the angels that go start making list of all the people, the list of risk that each person will get in the following year. So the list is now started and the angels are making list for every individual. The list of risk that each person will get. That this person will get this much wealth in the next year. This person will get this much blessings. Risk is everything. This much ilm, this much hikmat, this much decisions, this much khair, and this much risk, this much wealth, this much izzat, and this person will get married, this person will have aulad, right? All these decisions about who to marry, about marriage, about children, how many children a person will have, how much financial risk will a person have, how much health a person will have, how much intelligence a person will have, how much barakah they will have in their decisions. All these decisions, the list is being made. And it starts being made on the 15th of Shaban. And this list continues. And the angels, they keep making this list until the 27th of Ramadan. Yani right now the list is being compiled and a person can make changes in that list. On the 27th, then when the 27th of Ramadan passes by, after that this list is finalized, whatever edits were made are made, and now on 27th it's finalized. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hands over that list to the angels and says that now during next year, this is how the risk is supposed to be given to that person according to this list. So Abhi, we have time. 27th is 2 days later. So this is our time when we can make edit in our list. So this is the time to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decree for us khair. To decree for us khair in every aspect of our life. For people who are parishan and worried about their financial risk, they should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now. Normally what happens, we miss this opportunity, and then after Ramadan, we start saying that we are having financial difficulty. The time when we're supposed to make du'as, when the list was being made, when decisions were being made in our favor, we became ghafil. And now when everything has been decided, then we become worried. So we should remember the importance of this time that we are living. The importance and the significance of this time. List, Abhi, edits are very easy. Any person can make their du'a to Allah Ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that edit. And Allah Ta'ala can decree khair for that person. So if a person has some financial difficulty, they should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is someone who is unmarried and they're trying to find a suitable rishta, they should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a suitable proposal that'll be best for them in their deen and dunya. For people who are married and they wish and desire to have aulad, pious aulad and children, they should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah grant us nek, saleh, kamil aulad. This is the time to make our du'as, to make our list, to get these decisions of khair for ourselves. So that inshallah, throughout the year, then we will have khair in our life. So this is the night of making du'as, and we should capitalize on this opportunity. All the asbab have gathered together. It's the time for qubuliyat dua, and it's the month of qubuliyat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also al-mujib, subhanallah. Allah ta'ala is also waiting to accept our duas. So for a whole year, people do complain and shikwe, right? We tell our parishaniya, anxieties to other people, worries to other people. We started running on after this door, that door. There's no need for all of that. There's no need for getting these dhakkas from all different doors. Right? Abhi, we have time. Today, we have time that we can present all our wishes to Allah. Abhi sunane ka waqt. Abhi hum Allah ta'ala ko bata sakte hain. Abhi faisla ho raha hai. Kalam chal raha hai. The pens are writing. So why shouldn't we capitalize on this opportunity? And why shouldn't we present ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Cry a bit before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make khair decisions for us, can decree khair for us in all aspects of our life. Subhanallah, we are very blessed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity, has given us this month of Ramadan, has given us the last ashra of Ramadan, and has given us these nights of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want to give us, then Allah ta'ala wouldn't have given us this month of Ramadan. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to go through this month of Ramadan and to make dua in this month of Ramadan and to fast in the month of Ramadan and to make ibadah in this month of Ramadan is a dalil, is a sign, it's a proof that Allah ta'ala's decision, irada is of khair. Allah wants to give. Allah wants to give. So hum mangne wale ban jaye. We also should become people who start taking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala becomes angry. Ki I want to give for my servants and still doubting and have shak about my du'as. So dispel all your doubts, dispel all the shukuk, and then Allah se mangi. Allah dena chahte. Allah is in the mood to give. Allah wants to give a lot. We just have to start asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you don't have anything to present, no amal, it doesn't matter. Allah Ta'ala is Al-Kareem. We just present our weakness before Allah. That Allah, we are present here before you with an empty bowl. Allah, we ask you to fill this bowl. Yani Allah says, Antumul Fukara'u ilallah. That every single one of you is needy and fakir before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this is our identity, to phir mangne mein jhijhak kyun? Why should a person hesitate in asking? A person should ask everything from Allah. Ask your deen, ask akhirah, ask qurb, ask muhabbat of Allah, ask dunya also. We have to ask for everything. Even the shoeless, we have to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Smallest to the small, the biggest to the biggest, we have to ask everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this night, we should make this night useful, make this night precious, make this night valuable, and keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Itna mangi, make dua with your heart, make dua with your tongue, make dua in your thoughts. Just keep thinking about Allah ta'ala. Keep talking to Allah ta'ala. Keep remembering Allah ta'ala. Keep asking Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala se mangte rahe, Allah ta'ala ko manate rahe. Bas ye do kaam karna. Just try to do two things, try to win over Allah ta'ala and keep asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala wants to give a lot, right? And don't hesitate in asking big ni'mat from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah, right? There was a person who went for Umrah and he was making dua that Allah give me 100 million dollars. And some person was sitting, was next to him and said that you're asking so much. He said, no, don't worry, I'm not asking from you. I'm asking Allah. When we are asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala's treasures are unlimited. There is no end. So we should also ask with an open heart. And we should ask with certainty that Allah wants to give and Allah, I'm here to take it from you. Allah in fact becomes happy by giving it to us. Subhanallah. Allah ta'ala is that azim parwardigar, is that beautiful Lord who becomes happy when he gives it to us. So the more and more you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more and more happy Allah ta'ala becomes. The more and more razi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes. The more and more pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes. So that's why tonight we should khub dil khol ke Allah se mange. Ask with an open heart. Because we are not asking from any dunyadar person, we are asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So tonight, inshallah, all of us should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah shower us with your rahmah and oh Allah, accept all our du'as. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. one point we should remember that we should not be sad in making du'as. That we should think about the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And one ayat which we did before also, which gives a lot of hope in the mercy of Allah, is the ayat of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala an, where Allah says that for each and every one being, they do amal, they act according to their own nature, according to their own attributes. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu used to reflect on this ayah, that Ya Allah, if every person, they act according to their own nature, their own attributes, then Ya Allah, you will also act according to your own attributes. And your defining attribute is Rahmat. That you will also do Ma'amla with us based on your Rahmat. Means that if a person asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from forgiveness, ghafiru zambi, Allah ta'ala's attribute is that Allah will forgive our sins. So when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from forgiveness, then Allah will do mamla, will deal with us according to his attribute, which means that Allah will forgive our sins. Subhanallah. If we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will act according to his attributes. Allah is qabil tawbi. Allah is the acceptor of tawbah. Means that when we make tawbah to Allah ta'ala, Allah will accept our tawbah. Every being, they act according to their own attributes. I act according to my attributes. Other people will act according to their attributes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acts according to his own attributes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes are that when a servant comes and seeks forgiveness, Allah forgives. When a person comes and makes tawbah, Allah accepts tawbah. When a person comes and makes dua, Allah accepts that dua. When a person comes and seeks rahmat, Allah sends his rahmat. So we should think about this verse of the Quran. And then we should make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Make dua. Subhana rabbil al wahhab. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin mubarak wa sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al khasirin. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khayrul rahimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al zalimin. Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha. Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha. Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha. Wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Allah, we have gathered here tonight to ask Tawbah. Allah, to make forgiveness for all of our sins, to ask tawbah from you for all of our sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you for your maghfirah for all of our sins. Allah, we ask you that you accept our tawbah for all of our sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to forgive us for all the sins that we remember, for all the sins that we have forgotten, for all the sins that we did during the day, for all the sins that we did during the night, for all the sins that we did to ourselves, for all the sins that we did to others, for all the rights of hukukullah that we violated, for all the hukukul ibad that we violated. Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Allah, to accept our tawbah, our nadama, our remorse, our regret. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we have fallen short in so many aspects of our deen. But Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we come to you tonight and we ask you to overlook our deficiency, to overlook our mistakes, to overlook our sins. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, deal with us according to your own attributes of rahmah. Allah, shower upon us your rahmah. Allah, we want to be purified of our sins. Allah, we ask you to accept this tawbah and purify us of our sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, you are the acceptor of tawbah. Allah, you are the forgiver of sins. Allah, you are the giver of rahmah. Allah, you are the acceptor of du'as. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we come to you tonight before you. Allah, we ask you that you shower us with all your sifat-i kareemana. Allah, shower us with your sifat-i rahimana. Allah, shower us with your mercy. Shower us with your maghfira. Shower us with hidayah. Shower us with qubuliyya. Allah, shower us with muhabba. Shower us with your mahbubiyya. Ya Rabbi Kareem, include our names among those people who are forgiven. Allah, every night, so many people, their names are taken out, and Allah, they're forgiven. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to take our names also out. Emancipate us from the hellfire. Allah, we seek refuge in you from the Jahannam. Allah, we ask you to grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept this dua from us tonight. Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus, bighayri hisab. Allah, we ask you for your radha. Allah, we ask you for your radha, for your pleasure. Allah, we ask you that you save us from your azab, that you save us from your punishment, that you save us from your wrath, from your displeasure. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, guide us towards those actions that are pleasing to you. Guide us towards that life that is pleasing to you. Guide us towards those feelings that are pleasing to you. Allah, guide us towards that lifestyle that is pleasing to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, decree for us a life of taqwa. Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Allah, we want to make pledge and promise to you, not just for the remaining 4 days of Ramadan, Allah, not for the coming 1 year after Ramadan. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Allah, we want you to change us, Ya Allah, our whole life, Ya Rabbi Kareem. We want to pledge our whole life to you. Allah, we want to pledge every single day of our life to you. Every single night of our life to you. Allah, hum zindagi ka sauda karna chahte hain. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we present our whole life to you. And Allah, we ask you that you decree for us khair for the whole of our life. Allah, decree deen for us in our whole life. Allah, decree and accept us, Ya Allah. Accept our life for this khidmat of deen. Accept us for this life of muhabba and mahbubiya. Accept us for the life of your beloved awliya. Allah, enable us to emulate, Ya Allah, the life of your beloved awliya. Ya Rabbi Kareem, enable us to emulate the life of your beloved sahaba. Ya Rabbi Kareem, enable us to emulate the life of your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, decree for us such a life, Ya Allah. Decree for us, Ya Allah, such a lifestyle, such a zahir, such a batin, such thoughts, such feelings, such emotions, such actions. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, from the tips of our hair to the soles of our feet, from the zahir to the batin, Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us mutabik to the Quran and Sunnah. Grant us mutabiat of the Prophet ﷺ. Enable us to follow the Prophet ﷺ in every aspect of our life. Allah, grant us mushabihat and resemblance with the Prophet ﷺ in every aspect of our life. Allah, until we leave this world, Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept us for this life of sunnah. Accept us, Ya Allah, for this life of the sunnah. Allah, accept us for this life of sunnah. Allah, we're making intention to you. Allah, for our whole life, Ya Allah. Allah, we ask you to use the Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, that out of the barakah of this month of Ramadan, the barakah of this night of Laylatul Qadr, the barakah of this night which is enough for better than 80 years, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, on this night, Allah, decree for us a lifetime according to the Sunnah, a lifetime according to Taqwa, a lifetime according to Tahara. Ya Rabbi Kareem, enable us, Ya Allah, to live like the Sahaba Ikram, to have that same Iman like the Sahaba Ikram, to have that same Muhabbah of you like the Prophet ﷺ had in his heart, to have that same Azmat of you like the Prophet ﷺ had in his heart, to have the same Khashiyat of you like the Prophet ﷺ had in his beloved heart. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Allah, make us spiritual sons and daughters of the Prophet ﷺ. Allah, grant us our share also in this inheritance. Allah, grant us this wirasat, Ya Allah. Allah, we have attached ourselves in Zahir. Allah, make us true spiritual sons and daughters of the Prophet ﷺ. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, decree for us such a life, Ya Allah. Decree for us such an inheritance, Ya Allah. Decree for us such a risk, Ya Allah. Allah, decree for us, Ya Allah, that we live such a life till we leave this world. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us that same gham and sadness for the Ummah that the Prophet ﷺ had in his beloved heart. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us that khulukun azim, that praiseworthy and noble akhlaq that the Prophet ﷺ had in his Mubarak Zat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us compassion, grant us sympathy, grant us softness in our heart, incline our heart towards your remembrance, such that we remember you every moment of our life. Allah, grant us generosity, make us people of kindness, make us people of forgiveness, make us people of sattari who conceal the faults of others, make us people who are a source of mercy and a rahmah for other people, a source of nafa and faida and benefit for other people. Allah, make us people who spend in your path. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, decree for us such a life, Ya Allah. Allah, this is the night of decree, Laylatul Qadr. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Decree for us khair on this night. Allah, decree for us rahmah on this night. Decree for us decisions that are according to your rahmah on this night. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept this intention from all of us tonight. Allah, accept all the pious intentions that we have in our hearts, all the pious du'as that we have made on this night, or that we have made during the month of Ramadan, or that we have made at any point in our life. Allah, accept those du'as on our behalf. Grant us all the khair in our deen and the dunya with afiyah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we don't want these barakat to end after 4 days. Allah, we don't want these barakat to end after 1 year. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Allah, we are not here for 4 days and 1 year. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Allah, we ask you to accept our whole life, Ya Allah. Allah, change our life. Allah, transform our life. Allah, change our life and make it a life that is pleasing to you. Make it such a life that, Ya Allah, it becomes acceptable to you. Make it such a life that way we can live this ayat of the Quran, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Our ibadat, our worship, our sacrifices, our days, our nights, our living, and our dying. Allah, every single thing about us is for you and you alone, Ya Allah. Allah, remove every ghairullah before our eyes. Remove all of ghairullah from our eyes. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, we want that you come before our eyes, Ya Allah. That our kamil nazar is on you always in every single moment of our life. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us such a deep connection with you. Allah, grant us such a deep taluk with you. Allah, grant us such a deep relationship with you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, include ourselves, Ya Allah, Include us, Ya Allah, to enter into your throne, Ya Allah, to enter into your court, Ya Allah, to enter into those people, Allah, whom you shower with rahmah, among the muqarrabeen, the muqarrabun, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Our example is like that sweeper who is standing outside the door of the king, and he is asking, and he is pleading, and he is begging to come. Let him come inside the king. Let him come inside the court of that king. Let him come inside the palace of that king. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are also standing at your door. Our hands are raised up before you. Allah, we are also asking you to let us come inside, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us a very... Allah, whatever Allah that sweeper has nisbat with that king, Allah, even a weaker nisbat than that, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we just want to be with you, Ya Allah. Allah, we just want to be in your close proximity. Allah, we just want to be in your closeness, in your nearness, with you, in front of you, Ya Rabbi Kareem. We just want to live our life before your eyes. We just don't want to ever be separated from you. Allah, don't hand us to any ghairullah, Ya Allah. Allah, this is our dua. Allah, for our whole life, accept this niyat, accept this life, and Ya Allah, accept us for you, Ya Allah. Allah, don't hand us over to our own nafs. Don't hand us over to shaitan. Don't hand us over to anyone other than you. Any ghairullah, Ya Allah. Any masiva, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, keep us attached at your door. Keep us attached to yourself. Keep us attached to yourself for our whole life. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept this intention. Allah, we don't have the words to make du'as to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us the tariqah to make du'a. Grant us the salika to make du'a. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept this deep desire in our heart, this tadap in our heart, this talab in our heart, that Allah, we just want to become yours. Allah, we just want to become yours. Allah, we want to become yours for our whole life, Ya Allah. Allah, accept us, decree for us such a life of deen, for a life of qubuliyya, for a life of taqwa, a life of tahara, a life of tazkiyah, a life of zikr, a life of khidmat-e-deen, a life of Allah, that accept us, Ya Allah, for this mehnat of tajdeed-e-deen, tajdeed-e-sunnah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, enable us to follow in the footsteps, Ya Allah, of the Nabiyeen, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, and the Saliheen. Allah, remove our gaze from everything else, from the glitter of the dunya, the glamour of the dunya, the distractions of the dunya, the disruptions of the dunya, the delusions of the dunya, the illusions of the dunya. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Allah, remove our gaze from all of this, Ya Allah, and enable us that we can fix our gaze. We can keep our gaze only and only on you, Ya Allah. Allah, save us, Ya Allah, from all the obstacles lying in the way, from the deceptions of nafs and shaitan, from dunya and makhluk. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to accept our du'as tonight. Accept our intentions tonight. Allah, accept our talab tonight. Accept our desires tonight. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. And we ask you to grant us according to your own shan. Allah, grant us according to your shan-e kareemi, your shan-e rahimi. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala an, he would recite this ayat of the Quran, and he would take hope from this ayat that Allah, you act, every being, Allah, they act according to their own attributes. Ya Rabbi Kareem, this ayat used to give Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar hope. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are also the sons, we are also from the ummah of the Prophet sallam. Allah, we are also lovers of the Sahaba. We are lovers of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Allah, we also ask you, using that same dua, Allah, we also make that dua in the same manner to you, in that same andaz before you, that Ya Rabbi Kareem, if every being, they act according to their own attributes, Ya Rabbi Kareem, you are afuun, إنك عفو إنك كريم رب كريم. الله فاعف عنا، تحب العفو فاعف عنا، فاعف عنا يا رب كريم. الله you are the most forgiving one. When a person comes to you and asks for forgiveness, Allah, it's in your nature to forgive. Allah, we are asking for forgiveness. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us your forgiveness. Allah, when a person comes to you and makes tawbah, Allah, it's in your nature to accept the tawbah. Allah, we are making tawbah. Allah, accept our tawbah. Allah, when a person comes to you and asks for rahmah, Allah, it's in your nature to be merciful. Allah, you shower them with your rahmah. Allah, we are asking for your rahmah. Allah, shower us with your rahmah. Shower us with your mercy. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept this dua from us. Allah, accept this nisbat that we have, Ya Allah. Accept this connection that we have. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, accept this dua from all of us tonight. Ya Rabbi Kareem. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.